Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 515-207-2006.
Hi, this is Matt with Learn About Law. In today's video, we will be talking about laws that every dog owner should know. One of the responsibilities is adhering to your state's dog laws. Today, we'll take a closer look at Iowa's dog laws to make sure we're keeping our dog safe and avoiding any legal issues. First things first, let's talk about how many dogs you can have in your home. While Iowa doesn't have a statewide limit on the number of dogs you can own, some cities and counties have their own restrictions. For example, Des Moines only allows three licensed dogs. If you're worried about the number of dogs you have, check with your local government to be sure. Now let's move on to required vaccines for dogs in Iowa. All dogs must have a rabies vaccine and valid ID tags attached to their collar. Under Iowa law, it's unlawful to have a dog 6 months or older without the anti-rabies vaccination. The vaccine must be given by a licensed veterinarian using an injection approved by the State Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. The vet will also issue a tag with the vaccination certificate to attach to your dog's collar. There is an exception for dogs kept in kennels and not allowed to run at large. Next up, let's talk about dog bites. The owner of a dog is held liable for any injuries or damages caused by the dog. However, there are some exceptions, such as if the person who was injured was doing something unlawful or contributing to the injury. Iowa has a 2-year statute of limitations on personal injury cases, including dog bites. If your dog has rabies, a negligence standard will apply, meaning the owner won't be held liable if they didn't know their dog had rabies and exercised reasonable care to prevent the dog from biting others. Animal abandonment is also a serious issue in Iowa, with different types of misdemeanors depending on the severity of the situation. If someone abandons an animal without causing injury or death, they could be charged with a simple misdemeanor. However, if the abandonment causes serious injury or death to an animal, the person could be found guilty of aggravated misdemeanors. When it comes to leashes and tethering, dogs must be restrained by a person deemed competent on a leash not exceeding 10 feet in length when not on the owner's property or in the owner's vehicle. Dogs must also be supervised and tethered to a rope, chain, or similar device less than 10 feet long. The animal cannot be left unattended continuously for more than 30 minutes in any 3-hour period. There are also restrictions on where dogs can be tethered, such as not tethering them to utility poles, buildings, or other objects. Animal abuse is never okay and is defined as intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly acting to inflict injury, serious injury, or death on an animal by force, violence, or poisoning. The punishment for animal abuse varies depending on the severity of the situation. For example, if the animal abuse causes serious injury or death, the person could be found guilty of an aggravated misdemeanor or even a Class D felony if they have a previous animal abuse charge. Lastly, let's talk about dog fighting. In Iowa, participating in organized dog fighting is a felony. This includes owning and training dogs for fighting, as well as promoting or betting on dog fights. Even being a spectator at a dog fight can result in a misdemeanor for the first offense and a felony for any subsequent offenses. In conclusion, owning a dog is a wonderful experience, but it's important to be aware of your state dog laws. Understanding Iowa's dog laws is essential to keeping your dog safe and avoiding legal issues. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed this video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 515-207-2006. We have many locations for your convenience. We serve all of Iowa. Thank you again for watching.